This is News Talk.
Well, now, there's a very green hue off the papers this morning that I'd rather not see as a Cork woman after yesterday's All-Ireland win, which, to be fair, was pretty comprehensive. The Irish Indo saying unstoppable Limerick defend crown in style, and I guess there's no real arguing with that. Also on the front of the Indo, the National Public Health Emergency Team wants the majority of younger people vaccinated before the remaining COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, the paper has learned. Around 85% of the adult population have received two jabs, but it'll be several weeks before there's a high level of full vaccination among under-18s. It comes amid frustration among some cabinet ministers over the slow pace in lifting the final restrictions. NPHET will meet on Wednesday and give its recommendations on the new reopening plan to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. Days before schools return, a new report from the HSE today offers some reassurance on the spread of the virus in schools and confirms they were low-risk settings for COVID-19 once protocols were observed. School outbreaks where at least two people are infected were usually small-scale with two to three subsequent cases. There was also relatively little transmission of COVID-19 from pupils to staff. This is all good news. However, the data is based on the 2021 academic year before levels of the highly contagious Delta variant gained a foothold in communities here. Latest figures show a significant number of children aged 12 to 15 have not been vaccinated in advance of the school year, and there are around 280,000 children in this age group. I guess that is just a wait and see. On the front of the Irish Times, a story in a similar vein, ministers are to proceed with plans to remove remaining COVID-19 restrictions throughout the autumn and winter, despite a sharp rise in hospitalisations and the high incidence of the disease around the country. Cabinet ministers will meet on Friday to finalise a comprehensive plan with set timelines for the reopening of the arts and live entertainment sectors, religious services, indoor sports, workplaces, indoor events and leisure outlets such as bingo halls, arcades and casinos. Cabinet sources say there is a strong case to be made for restrictions to be eased, given some 85% of adults are now fully vaccinated. The National Public Health Emergency Team, which yesterday reported a further 1,688 cases, is to meet on Wednesday to finalise its advice to government ahead of the publication of the latest reopening plan next week. There's understood to be concern among its members about any moves to further ease restrictions before the expected peak of the Delta variant wave next month. Tensions between government and NPHET have resurfaced in recent days, as some ministers have privately expressed a view that the high vaccination uptake is not fully being taken into account. Also on the front of the Irish Times, victory heralds golden age of hurling for Limerick. That story across the front of all the papers this morning. Zippone job would have required up to 30 days work for 6 months. Catherine Zippone would have been required to work up to 30 days in her first 6 months as special envoy and to conduct two or three visits to countries in Ireland's United Nations network in her first year in the job, briefing documents show. As you know, the former minister recently stepped down as government envoy for freedom of expression amid criticism of the appointment, with government members accepting that mistakes had been made during the process. On the front of the Irish Examiner, the Green Party and Fine Gael are on a collision course over housing, with Leo Varadkar's party pushing one-off houses as a key part of solving the crisis. The Green Party is strongly opposed to building large numbers of one-off rural houses, claiming this type of development has social and environmental costs and has contributed to the hollowing out of rural towns. However, Peter Burke, the junior housing minister, told a Machra na Ferma meeting this week that there were no plans to restrict the number of one-off houses and that he believed 25% of new homes should be in rural areas outside towns and villages. And updated rural housing planning guidelines are being prepared, with Mr. Burke due to receive them in the coming weeks. also on the front of the Examiner. Renewed calls for road safety after horror smashes. This paper says, "I'd give anything to see you again and to laugh with you again." That's Kate Quilligan, who was due to get married last week to Miles Harty from Askeaton in Limerick. Instead, just hours before their wedding was due to take place, he lost his life in a fatal road collision. Mr. Carthy was one of seven road traffic fatalities in just a few days, which has prompted fresh calls from Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority for greater care to be taken on our roads. And your heart just has to break for that young woman and the families of all of the victims of road crashes in recent days. On the front of the Irish Daily Mail, Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney has been urged to get boots on the ground in Afghanistan to bring dozens of trapped nationals homes. Former Army Ranger Cottle Berry says the government needs to deploy an elite force of Irish military personnel to Kabul airport if it's to have any hope of rescuing Irish citizens trapped in Afghanistan. Currently, Irish officials are trying to coordinate the rescue attempt from its embassy in Dubai, which is more than 3,200 kilometres away from the crisis. On the front of the Irish Sun, new mum dies of COVID. Tragic Sam never got to meet her baby. Another really sad story there. Now, some other stories of interest in the papers. Performers' anger at video of fans gathering at Croke Park. Respected figures in the entertainment industry have expressed their anger and frustration at a video of fans gathering on the streets around Croke Park ahead of yesterday's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final. The video, which was being shared widely on Twitter by a music photographer yesterday, shows crowds gathered on Portland Row in the hours before the 3:30 p.m. throw-in. A number of people can be seen drinking while others are gathered to talk to friends or weaving their way through the match day crowd. Look, I have no problem with 40,000 people attending the All-Ireland Final yesterday. I think it was great. But as people pointed out on Twitter, if you exchanged the hurleys for guitars, then you would have had a capacity limit of 200. And the government is talking about, you know, and defending the 40,000 people at Croke Park because it was a controlled event. But, you know, that doesn't stack up now. The controlled event, there was very few people wearing masks, both inside and outside the grounds. So I really don't see the difference between that and a gig. So there you have it. I'm sure there will be a lot more on that story throughout the day. To the Irish Times again, yoga and Pilates teachers frustrated at continued ban on in-person classes. Dozens of yoga and Pilates studios have permanently closed since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many more are at risk of a similar fate unless restrictions prohibiting in-person classes are lifted, a representative group has said. Lisa Wilkinson, chairwoman of the Irish Federation of Yoga Teachers, said being unable to restart classes in studios was heartbreaking for the group's members. Some yoga teachers have been offering classes online, but Ms. Wilkinson expressed frustration at the ongoing prohibition on them getting back to in-person teaching. She said tens of thousands of people who attended classes before the pandemic would benefit physically and mentally from their resumption, and she called for classes to be allowed to resume as a matter of urgency. Also, we are now going to the Irish Independent. Landlords must ensure homes meet minimum energy ratings from 2025. So landlords will have to meet a minimum energy rating for their rental properties under new government plans. As part of a €12 billion a year housing plan, the government will put in place additional rental controls for tenants, which will result in rental properties having a minimum BER rating requirement. This means landlords will have to ensure their properties have a minimum energy rating on the BER scale. Rating has yet to be decided, although in the UK it's E, and that's the third least efficient rating on a scale of 7, with A1 being the most efficient and G the least. Now, also in the Irish Times, traveller children living in dire conditions. The Ombudsman for Children's Office is continuing to receive reports of traveller children across the state living in dire conditions after the publication in May of of a damming report into a Cork City halting site. Dr. Niall Muldoon is calling on Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien to assist in identifying where the human rights of traveller children are being violated and to seek reassurances from local authorities that such breaches are being addressed. And look, in this day and age, it just is completely unacceptable that you would have a situation like that. And those are some of the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.